looking for action on secretary's report.
Motion to approve the secretary's report.
Second.
Motion made by Colonel Overturf to approve the October 24th. Yes, wow. I can't believe it's November. It feels like summer. October 24th, 2024 minutes, second by Mr. Gray. Any discussion on the motion, amendments? All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously at 12:46. Old business. Approval of the 2025 schedule.
Make a motion to approve the 2025 schedule.
Second.
Motion made by Colonel Overturf, second by Mr. Gray. Is there any discussion on the motion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The 2025 schedule has been approved. New business, email back from Director of Appointments.
Did any of you have a chance to read that email that we got?
Yeah.
It mirrors the statement they made when that legislation was first passed.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Cool.
So how did it pass? Like, if they knew that they weren't gonna appoint anybody?
So I don't have any historical recollection regarding if there was testimony, whether, how, because that appointment came along with the Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services.
Okay.
That position was added at that time also, except the, I guess it's the Chief Court Administrator, is that
yep.
the right term?
Yep.
Just.
So prior to that, was there only
seven?
There were seven
board
they
members.
Added
the two, and I forget what year it was.
Okay.
But I just remember at the time, best of my recollection,
yep.
fellowship, is that the Chief Court Administrator almost mirrors their comments this time that they're not going to appoint anybody.
We won't be getting a retired judge.
No, because they're too old.
Correct.
Based on.
They're retired.
And it's a conflict.
Yes.
Which
well,
I'm sure
what you're saying is a conflict for a judge trial referee, like somebody who's still making decisions rather than fully retired.
Can we get Frank back?
If the legislature wanted to add another appointment,
he has obligations.
Yeah, I think he's doing other things.
Right. I'm assuming then we just, now, I don't know how they're going to, are they just going to leave it vacant and then we just have a vacancy on our board? It sounded to me like they were going to try to get that appointment
removed.
Taken off
yes.
of.
That would have to be a statute change.
Yes.
So they would either.
So they need to handle that now, or
yes.
we
yes.
just sit back and
yep.
do nothing until
yeah,
they
I,
say.
Yeah, I would let sleeping dogs lie. I don't think we should be messing with the who's on this
yeah.
board.
Right.
Yes. You know,
right.
So.
Okay. So okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
that's fine. I just have one other, and we discussed. I mean, Goody is. She struggles with her health, she struggles with her mobility. I think she has talked in the past about wanting to step down, but I think it's up to her, in my mind anyways, to go to the commissioner of DESPE and resign, but at that point
they could do the same thing almost like when, like.
Like it.
Like, yeah, they could. She could give a date out three
okay.
months, and you know, DESP should be very efficient. You know, has the ability to be very efficient in which getting approval for a new position versus maybe some
and
of the other
positions.
And that cannot
be an active.
No, the last. I mean,
the employee.
The person previous to her was a state prosecutor.
I think the appointment
it was the chair, correct?
Yeah, yeah. So it doesn't really. It could be anybody. Like I like Deeps. I was active.
Yeah.
You know, Chris is an active employee for
yeah.
Deep. I just think they have to be probably cognizant of. There's no conflict. If you know, probably can't be a current member of SLFU or somebody like that.
Okay. All right.
Or they could find a recently retired trooper or another prosecutor mm-hmm. or.
All right. Well, I mean, I'll talk to Goody and see what her thoughts are. I mean, I don't know that she's 100% ready to walk out, but
But it's, we're struggling for a quorum.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it would, I'll have a discussion with her and see where we're at on that. Now, also, I don't know if you guys read the Milford denial letters. First of all, they have our address wrong. Second of all, they never notify Milford people when they deny them that they have a timeline to appeal by. So we had somebody a couple months ago apply for an appeal. We sent a letter back saying it was past the 90 days. He called like frantically and said, they've never notified me that I had time, that I had a timeline. At the time he applied, he had an active protective order. But he says, he says, I was unaware of it, but I wanted to make sure it expired before I filed the appeal. And he filed the appeal and it was too late. So in those letters, doesn't say anything about 90 days.
Are they required to?
Well, they haven't, yeah.
I don't.
Nothing in statute.
I was going to say, I don't think there's.
It's on the application.
It is on the application.
It is on the application.
Yep, notice appeal process for permits, right under the notary. This is the, it's the old form. So it's a March 3rd, 21 revision, but it's clearly there, I know.
On the application, it says 90 days.
It says, in the event your application for pistol permit or eligibility certificate is denied or revoked, you may notify the Board of Fire and Permit Examiners at 165 Capitol Ave, Suite 1070, Hartford, Connecticut, blah, 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 in writing within 90 days in order to begin the appeal process.
That sounds like a major due process issue. If you want to put it on the next agenda, I can look into it a little bit more. I'd have to read the statute. I would think you can't start that timeline until there's some notice provided. I mean, that's just how normal due process works. Your appeal doesn't start until, like, yeah, our appeal to the Superior Court, I don't think, starts until our letter goes out.
I think the question is Milford under requirement notified the appellant?
Yeah, I think.
I
don't think so, but it maybe would help. But
well,
if you wanted to make it.
Milford to change their,
yeah,
to change
there you
their
go. That may do it if they're the only one.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'd have to look at this. I don't think they are by statute. I don't know if there's anything in regulation either.
Yeah, I don't want to sit here and research.
Okay,
yeah,
no, that's
yeah,
okay.
We could
that's
bring it up.
Okay.
We'll look at it at the next meeting.
Okay, we'll bring it up in 2 weeks.
Is there letters a standard? I didn't see the letters, but is it a standard?
Did we put it in the back of their packet?
Oh, is it in? Maybe something simple we can just talk to them about.
I think she's already
done
that.
I already notified Milford, and they said that they would change the, because I mean, it has us at 20 Trinity Street, which we have been there for probably 5 years. You want to hand that down to Milford?
The operative date for appealing to this board is within 90 days after the receipt of such notice of such refusal. So if they're not sending it, then.
No, they sent it, but it doesn't have anything here.
Oh.
But you have to deny, you have to appeal within 90 days.
So they're obligated to appeal within 90 days of the letter, but the letter doesn't say
doesn't
that.
Doesn't say yeah. that. Yeah.
It's up to them.
I don't know. I don't know what the letter has to say.
No, I don't think sure. It's probably.
It's sure.
Just did you want to see this?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. It just, it does say you have to appeal, it just doesn't have that 90-day timeline.
Maybe something they're willing to add.
Yeah,
I contacted the captain in Milford, and I said, you know, a couple things. Can you change our address?
Yeah.
and can you put 90 days on the denial letter that they have to appeal within 90 days? I didn't realize that the pistol permit application had that on there.
Yeah, but by the time they turn that in, and you're seeing they're not going to remember that from the application.
Right. And do they read it all the way down to the very bitter end anyway? Because who would apply if you knew you were going to get denied? Which people.
Yeah. And it does say you have the right to appeal this decision.
Yeah, but it doesn't give you a timeline.
Doesn't say when.
So I'll call this guy back and say, sorry.
There we go.
But you want to bring it up anyway, or are we good with just leaving it as it is?
Well, if Milford's agreed to add that.
Yeah, but the thing is this guy going to be able to appeal?
Oh.
Because it was past the 90 days.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Yeah, I think
the burden is sort of on the appellant.
Okay, yeah, he could have absolutely called in.
Yep.
And the thing is, I mean, he could have called and said, because we do have people too that said, well, I want him to wait till my case was done.
Yes.
Don't do that. Our backlog's got to start 2 years. You know, don't do that.
That's up to them.
So, okay. And I don't even recall what, oh, it was an act of protective order, so.
Anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Motion made by Chief Rosenzweig, seconded by Colonel Overturf. Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. This meeting is adjourned at 12:56.
I'm going to take it home.